Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I guess pick up where we left off last time. There was the robot. You guys disabled the robot. And then another robot came and picked that robot up and left with it. We sort of had left you both standing in the street looking back at the scene. I guess where do we want to go from there?
I kind of want to follow the robot.
Okay. The robot picks up the shell of the other robot, kind of throws it over its shoulder, and starts making its way down the street. And then it comes around a corner and continues, straight down the street. It looks like it's going somewhere specific, because it's not like in the other cases with the robots where they were stopping and hurting people and, kind of pushing people back to going inside. This one just seems like it's going somewhere. You do see across like a small like waterway. There's a bridge over the waterway, and a sort of like, I guess a canal would be the best word. You see across, there's another robot like herding people inside. And it looks like there's more of these throughout the city. They all have like their sections to maintain. I suppose if we want to keep following the robot without, being seen, I'll probably have you roll for it in some form or fashion. Whatever it is
doing. I'm honestly thinking, I don't know if I want to keep following the robot, just because I feel like it's going to go to a place with way, way, way more robots. Mm. But is there a way for me to sort of tap into the spirit that's controlling the robot to see if I can figure out where it's going? Like, could I try and read its mind?
Yeah, you could try. Not to tell you what to roll, but that does sound like an attune roll.
Mm-hmm. So. That's what I was thinking. Oh, no. Well, I guess not.
Yeah, as you like are running around and you attempt to reach out to this, robot's spirit, you're cut off by like the proximity of the ghost that's in the bottle. And instead, that ghost, ignites and lights up in the bottle, and you can kind of see it like its shape floating as it like glows out of the bottle. That does catch the attention of the robot across this way. And it looks over and says, "The reconciliation is here. Everyone get inside." And looks to see if you acknowledge that, like, command is like, "Oh, yeah, we're going to go inside." And kind of is just looking at you.
Well, I'd like to, I don't know. I kind of want to head back to the house. Because there's no point in, like, following the robots. We can't fight all of them.
Yeah, I think we're both all the way stressed out. I'm traumatized.
Yeah, true. We need to...
I have a question. Andrew, since I am now traumatized, does my stress go back down to zero?
That is a good question. I will answer in a second. You guys are just going back to your house for now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
While I look that up, I'll just continue. You guys get there, and it's really quiet in the area that the house is in. There really isn't any like big commotion with robots and things. There is a robot that you see like in that area, but it looks like the people who are in your specific area are like, "Everyone go inside and we'll just figure this out another time." And not really like other people that you've encountered who are like kind of running from the robots and engaging in different ways. Seems like your small area that your house is in is like Nope, we'll go inside. We're okay with that.
We're not gonna piss off the robots, actually. Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, once you get inside of the building, you're greeted by Winky, Blinky, and Bug. The three of them acknowledge the ghost that's trapped mm-hmm. in the bottle. They're like, you brought one of the ghosts back with you?
Had to. We thought there was just the one, but it turns out there's a lot of them. So now, at least we have someone who might be able to tell us what the hell they're doing here.
Cricket is, like, rocking back and forth in the corner. Mild fetal position, just like, there's so many robots. There's so many.
Something interesting, I guess, I learned. So, technically, when you suffer the trauma, you're supposed to be taken out of the conflict, and then you return to zero stress when you come out of it. So essentially, like, you're knocked out of the scene, as it were. You can get rid of all your stress.
Ooh.
But you do still have the haunted trauma condition.
Yeah.
And
Red robots.
Yeah. It says you can play your trauma condition as much or as little as you like. They can totally transform your character's persona, or they can only have a small impact. It's up to you. If you do play them strongly, allowing a trauma condition to complicate your character's life, you earn XP for it. So how that will translate in, I guess, me running the game is if you make decisions that are based on that trauma in the game when you're doing actions and things, I will award you experience for it. And then you get enough experience, you get new abilities. Although I am feeling very close to a point where we can wrap this Blades in the Dark thing up. So that's going to be interesting. But I'll try to get you guys as much experience and things as you get all the way throughout this process, so you sort of feel like you're, you know, gaining things. Speaking of experience, the defeating a robot experience is actually probably relevant. So we'll look at that whenever you do downtime. Which
we could do that now, for what it's worth. We're wrecked.
Yeah.
Especially Cricket.
Yeah. And then the only other thing to know about trauma that I want to say before I forget it, lose it in the rules, you can use your resolve to ignore specific things. That would also count trauma. So if you directly engage with a robot, you can roll that resolve roll and do the whole stress thing that you did at the end of the last session. Resistance is the word, not resolve. But yeah, you can do that to negate the effect of the trauma. So like, if you do end up in direct conflict with a robot, you can use that as a means to mitigate any sort of issue you would have.
Okay. I feel like that's less fun.
I mean, whatever, you know, makes it fun for you. Essentially what the rules just said to me. You can do what you want with the trauma. It doesn't actually matter. And I was like, wow, that's kind of cool. And it's like, the only reason it matters is if you get four of them, well, you're gone. So that's about it. So yeah, you guys are back at the house. I'm going to flip it over to the downtime thing. I don't think you got... Well, actually, you know what? I'm gonna give you four reputation Sierra robot destruction.
Oh, nice.
You did not. You, however, did not get any coin. Wasn't a.
You sure the robot wasn't made of precious metals and fried some off?
We have no copper wires.
Unfortunately, no. Yeah.
Bummer.
No precious metal robot. You didn't get any heat because no one really saw that. No one should be incarcerated. I'm gonna make an entanglement roll. Actually, this works. I've been thinking about a resolution to a very specific problem, and here in the entanglement, there is the usual suspects. The blue coats grab someone essentially involved with your crew. Typically, this would be volunteering a friend or like a vice purveyor or someone else you know. Instead, what we're going to do is we're going to make this person a zero Zero's gone with the blue coats.
Rip.
And you essentially find this out as you are, you know, settling into like that type of stuff. You hear about it. What means of like communication or intel do you guys have? Do you like look at papers or like listen to the radio, or like, you have like it's a tap into like, you know, blue coat reports?
What if we saw it on Instagram?
Well, it was on Instagram. It was a video of Zero getting arrested. That's perfect. You're like, oh, I can chill and relax now. Look at some Instagram. And you're like, oh, this is Zero getting arrested. Great. That's where he's been this whole And so then you get the option to essentially pay the blue coats a coin or make a fortune roll to find out if Zero got beat up.
Ooh. That's scary. How many coins do we have?
Currently, I thought you had quite a few. You have four, right?
Oh, that's a lot more than I thought we
did. Yeah.
I mean, we're probably ending this game pretty soon, so.
Let's do a coin. Right. Since we have it, you know.
Yeah, so that happened, and now you got the downtime activity stuff. That will be all the stuff. You'll have to pick it one at a time because we'll automatically put the other person in the role thing.
You want to go first, Stephanie?
Well, I'm trained. Can I just train twice?
Oh, yeah.
Or it's just going to like punch like a punching bag or pillows. Like, I'm not going to let the robots get me.
It's very appropriate.
Okay, what do I do once I've selected them?
It doesn't prompt you to like roll anything or do anything, or is this the one?
So I selected them and there were little check boxes next to them, and
I think you just choose a skill, don't you?
How many do I get?
Everyone gets two activities, and then you can spend a coin to do more. You check both of those and then go to your character sheet, and then you can, it should be under play. Yeah.
Do I just get one more thing in something, or do I get two things because I trained twice? Or do I get a special ability? I really don't know. It's been a while.
So you fill like the check boxes next to like prowess or resolve or insight.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Tick those boxes, and then once those boxes fill, you get to add another point to something else.
Alright. Well, I got nothing. But
and then, in addition to that, is it stay? So both of you will get another four experience to place anywhere in those checkboxes. From your fight with the robot. So you can add four more thick things to.
I can add four?
Four more, yeah.
Nice. I got one for the soul. It's gonna be in square.
And then that checkbox will empty again.
Okay. I'm gonna indulge my vice and then train. Okay. So I have one more before I can add one prowess. I'm gonna indulge my vice. I am going to make like a Scooby-Doo-esque sandwich. Just like piles upon piles of deli meat and cheese.
That
sounds amazing.
Too stress. Yay.
Right.
Who said you can't eat your feelings?
And then we're going to pass on the using a coin to do additional things.
Is it okay if I use a coin?
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah! Okay, I'm going to train again so I can add one to Prowl.
Yeah. Yeah, if I used one, I wouldn't be able to get anything, so go for it.
Sweet! Okay, nice.
Nice.
Alright, I'll have to note the coin thing. For some reason, it doesn't automatically do that. Oh, probably something I do. You gain the rest. Then you got 5 crew. The stuff I could do on my side. Yeah, that was downtime. The raids. Your crew went up a tier.
Nice.
Which translates into not a whole lot, except for when you're engaging with the other like factions. You have a better standing in those exchanges.
Scared.
So based on your tier level, you have better odds, if you will. The weird thing is as you get higher in tier, the experience for engaging with things gets less.
Makes sense.
Because you get more experience engaging with higher tier like enemies or targets and that stuff. So as you get more like, oh, we're real high tier, it's like, yeah, well, they're doing this little interaction with you isn't as cool because we've done all the things already. But yeah, that was downtime. So what do we want to do now?
How many time has passed, and like, can we like peek out the windows? Are the robots still there?
I would say probably like, unlike other RPGs that have very specific amounts of time, the rules for this don't really say anything specific. So I'm assured you guys could have gone relaxed for a couple hours and been where you are now, so but I mean, you could also wait longer if you want to, like, you know, fast forward to further ahead to see if there's still like stuff going on.
I kind of want to
go ahead.
I want to question that ghost.
Yeah,
okay, I'll give you your looks outside of the window to kind of see what's going on in the street. There is a robot down at the end of the street, just stationary, standing there. It stopped doing its announcement a while, like right after you got inside, and it's just been sitting there sort of stationary over there. So you pull out the spirit box, and the light from the ghost in there shines this really like emeraldy green inside of the bottle. And you can see like the shape of a person, kind of like if you were looking at someone through like the keyhole of a door, that's what it looks like. And the ghost, they're planning on doing this to everyone. Well, all the ghosts, and they've been working with the spirit wardens and this crazy scientist guy, and they do something weird. It like, scrambles the energy of the, I don't know how to, it's like putting multiple levels of like electricity into the space of the ghost and expanding it into various different like forms. I can't describe it because, well, I was stuffed in a robot and then I was under their control because I wasn't in control, and I don't know. We all have our own like distinct energy signature, if you will. Like we all have our own form. I imagine you wanted to ask me questions. I didn't think you dragged me out of a robot and trapped me in a bottle to keep me in a bag forever. So now that I'm out, I'm talking. Am I talking too much? Should I? You know, you probably have questions. I'll let you talk.
You're doing just fine. What's your name, pal?
Name. I don't remember that have a name.
What if we call you Cheese?
That I'll accept it.
Nice. Good to meet you, Cheese. I'm Brody.
Nice to meet you.
So you said you were working with a scientist guy who was putting ghosts into robots and putting you guys under his control, right?
Yes. So some of us went willingly and some of us didn't go willingly, but from my understanding, the ones that went willingly were worried about the disappearance of spirits. And that sort of coincided with this robot plan. They sort of happened like the same time. It was like, oh, you all you ghosts, you guys gotta, you know, join us for this robot thing. And, you know, then some of us didn't agree. And then ghosts just started disappearing. And initially we thought the scientist was just stealing ghosts. And then, the scientist didn't have the ghost. And so some of us reluctantly went after in fear that whatever was taking spirits was something more sinister and evil. And then some of us were just captured by robots forced into machines. I'm the latter. I was hiding out at home. I didn't actually go outside. They came to my house and got me.
That's scary. Well, as long as you mean us no harm, I see no reason why you can't just bunk down here with us. I have an idea of what's going on. So, quick question. When we were trying to get Winky and Buck's items, we had not Nosferatu. I don't remember their name. Not Nosferatu said, I can turn the ghosts into vampires. And then there was another person There was another person who said that there was a... Wasn't there another person who said there was a scientist that was stuffing ghosts into robots or into suits of armor or something like that?
Yeah.
Doesn't it? Like, I'm 99% sure that that's something that was said.
Yeah. Tilda,
yes.
Yeah, the person that Cricket knows offered it as a thing.
So what are the chances that there are two scientists that are messing around with ghosts in suits of armor at the exact same time? I feel like the person that Tilda was telling us about is the person who's doing all of this.
Well,
it's gotta be.
Yeah, that is an interesting thing. Maybe Tilda has information person.
Yeah, true.
But then also maybe poking around for information is iffy as well. I don't know. Yeah, that is an important fact to know. Yeah. It is Cricket's friend. Cricket sends things to periodically to help out because they helped Cricket in the past.
So maybe it's not a terrible idea to talk to Tilda and see what they know.
Okay. Is there like a sneaky way to get to Tilda's house? Because I don't, you know, we'll have to go outside and the robot will yell at us.
Something that I think you would have learned. And I guess sort of had the awareness of these robots are heavy. Like when they were walking, they were kind of like crunching the stones. So it is very unlikely that it would be able to like climb things just because of their sheer like mass. So I would say that it's possible that you could like rooftop it through the city without being, you know, spotted by them if you're looking for like a means of that approach.
Can I relay that all to Brody?
Yeah.
Be like, hey, this is what we're going to have to do.
Rooftops it is.
She's only like 4 rooftops away or something.
Yeah.
Cool. We can shimmy on over there.
All right. Is there anything else you want to do at the house or head out to there?
I'm just going to tell Winky, Blinky, and Buck to be nice to Cheese. Like, this is our new friend, so let's be nice.
do you leave Cheese in the bottle? You let Cheese out?
I can let Cheese out because I mean I figure if Cheese is lying and decides they want to go back to the suits of armor, the way that they were talking, it doesn't sound as though they like the suit of armor. So I don't see they have a reason to do any harm. So yeah, I can let him out of the bottle. Plus, I need my bottle.
You tell them that, and you get up on the rooftops, and it is not any sort of, you know, trouble to get to Tilda's place. As you get there, you're just outside of, like, a window on the top floor of the building that Tilda's in, and you hear some loud, like, crashing going on inside, but you can't see anything because the window kind of feeds into the hallway. You could try to move along like the edge of the roof, but you run the risk of like slipping, so you'd have to roll for that due to the inherent risk.
So there's a window already. Where does that window lead to? Does it lead to an upstairs hallway, or is it looking down like a skylight?
It leads directly into the hallway, but it's like an apartment building type scenario.
Oh, I see.
A bunch of people live in the building in different apartments. But if you like, you know, try to shimmy around like the edge of the roof, you can like actually get to people's apartment windows, but there's no like ledge there because obviously privacy, they don't want people being able to like reach people's window easily.
I mean, the safest thing is to just go into this hallway. Plus, if there's crashing going on in Tilda's house, there's no telling what's happening in there. And I'd rather not give that thing whatever is going on.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
The ability to see us before we see it. That makes sense.
So the hallway window opens up pretty easily. It seems like it's like not been opened a bunch, and the lock on it is like broken and worn. It's a very old like window. You're able to slip into the hallway, and as you get into the hallway, it's like a bunch of sounds of like, you know, people in motion and doing things and music playing and, you know, like people talking, but you can distinctly hear the crashing coming from one of the rooms down the hallway, and that's sort of the loudest sound that like is like emerging in the space. But it is like a bunch of sounds of people doing things and, you know, doing stuff. What is the plan?
We're going, well, I can sneak a little better now.
Are we going to, I guess the question is, are we going to the sound, or are we going directly to Tilda's
house? Oh, the sound isn't coming from Tilda's house?
Cricket would know it is not. The sound is a different house, and Tilda's house is not that.
I think we should still go to Tilda, because I feel, what's the sound sound like? Does it just sound like the robots causing mayhem, or is it something else?
It's just like loud, like I picture it being like, you know, someone like knocking over a bookshelf, or like, you know, moving a table via sliding across like a wooden floor, like those types of noises, but like lots of them just continually happening.
That sounds like someone's frantically looking for something. That sounds suspicious to me.
Yeah.
Wow. I kind of like nod to Brody and say like, that's not the way, but you think it's worth checking out?
Yeah, I'm nosy.
All right, let's head that way then.
So yeah, you're able to just walk down the hallway. It's one of the doors on the left, and standing outside of the door, you can hear what sound like voices, but aren't necessarily like coherent in a way that like forms words for you to like understand what they're talking about. It's very weird sounding, I guess, if you're listening to it. It's sort of like, it sounds like they're talking, but they're not saying anything that you...
Oh, so they're speaking Simlish?
Yes, absolutely. and accompanied with that is still the crashing noises. The door itself, the frame where the like locking mechanism is for the door is just broken completely off, and the door is like slightly open.
Oh, so this is a robbery.
Yeah.
Yuck. Okay, do you want to go and look at a robbery in progress?
I feel like maybe still. What if they're What if they're important people?
Yeah. I mean, we can sneak.
Yeah, let's sneak and see if we see anything.
Freaking sneaky sneak.
All right. It's going to be risky standard, because there is the risk of being found.
I've got two dice in sneak.
Mm-hmm.
Should I push myself for another, or do you think two is good?
I mean...
We're not going to be playing this game much longer.
You know what? Yeah, let's go for it. Let's go for it.
Go for broke. Here we go.
All right. Yeah, you get...
Worst.
You get the door open, and you are able to sneak your way in there. The way the apartment is set up is there's the entrance door. Wow, I'm describing... an apartment I've lived in. That's interesting. The door opens up, and then to the left there's the kitchen, and then there's like a little window that looks into the living room area. And you're able to sort of slide into the kitchen without anyone seeing you, because you have like that you just make that L shape, and if they don't see you in that like little glimpse of time. The only thing is that as you slide in, they notice that the door is ajar, and that does complicate Brody coming into the house. I'll have Brody roll to sneak in, but just make that more complicated, because they've acknowledged, oh, the door is open, why is it but then they just go back to their normal nonsense.
I'm gonna push myself, because why not?
Initially, it's like all they noticed, and you have that kind of feeling of this might be bad, because they might pay attention and keep eyes on the door. But Brody takes that opportunity that the door is open to cross the space in less time, so that it's like less noticeable, because they don't have to push the door open. Both of you are in the kitchen, and if you lean up on like where the counter space is, you can see them in the living room just like destroying things. The first thing that you notice is that they're like not coherent things at all, and like it's not like a methodical like looking through things. It's like picture like what's a good way to describe this? It's like they don't have like full like precision of control in their like movements, like they're like flailing about, like knocking things over. They seem very like disjointed, like not in control. You can hear the sort of mumbling more clearly now, but it's not still not words. It's like garbled, like compressed sounds and like grunting, essentially. And the other thing that you notice is that their skin is very like clammy and gray, and that like their clothes are really tattered, and like they don't look like they're like well-maintained people who were sent on a job or like are committing a robbery. They look like weird, out of place people just mucking around inside this living room. Yeah.
Okay.
They can understand each other in that weird garble speak?
They don't acknowledge each other's noises. It's not like they're communicating to each other. If you're looking for like any sort of like recognition or acknowledgement, they're not responding to each other's sounds. They're just making them.
I mean, not to metagame, but like there's got to be a reason Andrew's telling us about them, right?
Yeah, there is. There's got to be, like, because otherwise it wouldn't be happening. Okay, question. I just want to see if you're going to let me do this, right? Is it possible for me to use my subterfuge kit? Yeah, my subterfuge supplies, my makeup kit and everything like that, to look like one of them. And then I can just make all kinds of unga bunga noises like they're doing, and see if I can figure out what it is they're looking for.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I like assist?
Yeah. Yeah, sure. I am not sure what I guess you want to roll to accomplish such a thing. I mean, the subterfuge thing is a given. You'll get the, you look like them and you can make the noises like them. But I think selling it is where it'll be like something of risk.
I think I want to try swaying them.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to just bluff and pretend as though I know what I'm doing.
I'm gonna help. So, like, I'm going to really, like, touch up your makeup and, like, give you a pep talk.
I appreciate it. Thanks, fam. Okay, let's do this. Oh, no! Oh, no!
All right. I guess issue is not the effort. The issue is that I guess your understanding of these, you know, what these things are is so minimal that as you sort of like find your way into there, you realize that they know that you are not one of them. Almost immediately as you enter the space, they sort of like, and what you feel is a extreme like cold near them that you felt before in a different place when you have encountered like certain like vengeful spirits, if you will. You know, the ones that are not necessarily coherent and in control of themselves. You felt that same cold and you get that. And you realize that because you as a living, breathing person give off heat, they know that you're not one of them.
Poltergeist. Yeah, I get it.
And I'm not going to do anything yet. I'll give you the opportunity to act first. But they acknowledge you are there and they're going to attack you.
Okay, here's my question. I have this special ability, right? Is it possible for me to create a ritual that will banish these beings? It says I have one ritual already learned. So could that be the ritual that I know is like banishing spirits?
Yeah, I mean, I think that narratively flows pretty well. You kind of get all this information in, you know, the tavern about like different mediums of ghosts and like what happens to spirits as they sort of, you know, what different things can happen to them. And so I think that is entirely a fair thing for Brody to sit down and like, how do I get rid of them if I am in trouble with them? And that is totally a thing you can do.
Yes.
We'll have you make an attune roll to, you know, see how successful banishing them you are. But yeah.
Okay. Another question. If I do the devil's bargain, do I get another dice?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to do that.
All right.
And just because I haven't done it yet. And, you know.
Is there a devil's bargain button?
I hit the button.
Oh, okay, cool. I guess I gotta make the bargain. You can add this extra dice at the cost of you having to get a full, Brody having to get a full realization of how these entities exist and like what causes them to exist, which is a positive and a negative, it'll maybe cost some stress later on down the line.
Okay.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I can handle that. Let's go for it. Come on, dice. Nice.
You attune to like the electric field around you, and you initially have like that ritual magic thought in your head of how you figured it out. And it's right at this moment that it clicks in your head what the ghost in the bottle, Cheese, said to you, is that each of the ghosts has a unique signature. And as you're like mapping that in your head, it's like sort of the thing in like video games where they have you match like the wavelength thing where like you move the little needle around to match the wavelength. It's sort of like that, but it's like happening in real time with like how the ghost works and how it's like when you can see that wavelength and you're sort of like sinking your energy to it to dissipate the ghost. But in the process, you also are seeing the like malice that is placed into making something like this. And you kind of see various like stages that this ghost has gone through as you sync with it to get rid of it. And you see like weird, like dark energy pushing it into a body, and that body coming up with this like malice and hatred that the, you know, creature had for you. And you kind of see that like weird process, and you see the ghost like unwilling to do that, but being forced to be like jammed into this like body to do whatever bidding the entity that put it in there wanted. At that, I'm gonna have you do a resistance roll.
Will I take a trauma automatically? Just to put that out there. jeepers. Resolve, right? That's resistance.
Does it give you the option to use any of the other ones?
Yeah, it says insight, prowess, or resolve.
I think you can use any of them if one of them has more. If not, pick the one that feels good.
Yeah, I'm gonna just do resolve. Okay, let's boogie. I suffer 3 stress. I fully have a trauma now. Okay, thank goodness. Do I leave? Am I running home now?
No, you kind of banish these things, and I think because there is no like there's no more conflict here, you can kind of, with you know, the help of Cricket, take a moment and like recenter yourself. You will still get the trauma, but instead, like, because there's not more to the scene. I'm just thinking in cinematic sense, there's not like anything else going on right this minute. So you could take a minute and like bring yourself back down and get rid of the stress, and then take the drama, and then be good to go for the rest of this like thing that you're doing to find Telda.
So which thingy do I take in the trauma? Because there's 8 different options. Does it matter which one I choose?
I picked on it because I felt like it matched the thing, right? Because it was like, oh wow, this is like a terrifying thing to experience, this like ghost thing happening with these robots.
Plot twist: Brody's just afraid of all ghosts now.
But I think
especially Winky, Blinky, and Book.
I think there could be the argument with like obsessed being possible here.
Obsessed with ghosts.
Obsessed with like figuring out how this is done and how to stop people from doing it, because that seems very like in character for, you know, Brody.
I like obsessed.
Whereas like, sadly, the interaction that caused Cricket trauma didn't really have like much like contextual stuff going on. It was like a robot's trying to kill me, and that's like horrifying. You know.
I'm obsessed and I have no stress, so there's that.
So that leaves you in this empty apartment as you sort of, you know, gather yourself back together from this like, you know, flashing through ghost life experience. And you come out the other side obsessed with like ending this thing. Like, whoever does this, whatever entity does this, has to stop and not exist.
I mean, because that makes, at this point, this person has screwed with my friends. This person has screwed with other ghosts that have nothing to do with anything. More than likely is like using the disappearance of these spirits to do all sorts of horrible things. Like, yeah, of course I'm obsessed with figuring out what's going on. This dude is a jerk.
Yeah, you're left in the apartment. You're in the living room. Cricket is in the kitchen. The living room goes to like sliding door type of thing, but it's weird because it's a sliding door that opens to a screen that doesn't open. That's like a window. Like, it's essentially a sliding door window. There's no like porch or balcony outside. And then to like, if you come out the kitchen and you go right, there's a hallway that goes to like a bedroom, and there's a bathroom on the other side. Do we want to look around the apartment now that the things are gone?
Yeah, I kind of want to see what they were looking for.
Yeah.
The living room is a wreck. They've moved pretty much all the furniture, knocked over all the stuff. It does not appear to you that anything in this like mess of things is important enough for them to want. So you could move from the living room. Whatever it is not there. The kitchen looks like a normal kitchen as well, as you kind of get your bearings and look around. So whatever it is you're looking for is either in the bathroom or the bedroom. And yeah, you go down the hallway, and yeah, the doors are both open. Which place
have those rooms been torn apart too?
No, it appears okay. That they broke into the house and started with the living room, and you sort of caught them in their like rampage through the living room.
Bedroom. If I had something valuable, I'd keep it in my bedroom.
Yeah. All right. So yeah, you go into the room, and there's a bed, there's a desk in the corner, and then there's a dresser in the closet. That's really all the things in the room. Nothing like jumps out at you as like we should look into this thing, you know. But I guess what do we want to look at first?
You said the dresser is in the closet.
Yeah
I think that's where I want to go.
Okay. The closet is open. It's one of those like sliding door closets. On top of the dresser, there's like some folded blankets. As you go through all the different drawers, there's nothing of like importance in any of them. The only thing that you do notice is the loud like clicking noise that occurs when you open the bottom drawer. It sounds like something like shifting over in a weird like, you know, mechanized clicking type of way. And
there's a false bottom somewhere. There has to be.
Yeah. Can I try and like investigate that?
Yeah.
Can I study it?
Yeah.
Ooh, sorry, I double clicked and closed the roller.
I'll assist.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Nice.
Cricket has like opened so many like various like lock things in, you know, all the different ice and various jobs you've gone on, and recognizes that this is like a weird like false type of like it puts on the idea that there's a thing here, but that it's not actually in the dresser.
Cricket just goes up and is like, oh yeah, this is a Johnny Box 2000, like hits like three different spots and like, you know, reaches in, pulls a lever. God, like, I've done these before.
Yeah. The thing that hits after, you know, going through all these weird motion, Cricket gets the I gotta like knock the dresser over. It's like the I throw the dresser on the ground type of thing. And and as you sort of push the dresser over, there's like a hole in the wall behind it where like the size of the bottom drawer sort of, I guess, clicks in and closes the hole behind the thing. In there are a bunch of really random and eclectic like items, and both Brody and Cricket get the feeling that these are significant items to ghosts. And you don't know what ghosts, you can't place the ghosts, but that these belong to ghosts based on your experience looking at like various items or Winky, Blinky, and Buck, that the like nature of these items is like, oh, these are the weird important items that are important to the ghosts that allow people to control them. And they're just stuffed in a hole in the wall.
Wait, this is like all of them?
No. There's
it's a collection of them.
There's like an assortment of them, if you will.
Okay.
So
as many as there are robots?
No.
Oh, damn.
One hopes.
I would say there's like 6 or 7. I'll give you 7. Sounds cool. To have
so more, do we find like a passport or a birth certificate or something like that in here to know whose place this is?
If you were to go over to the desk, there's a computer on the desk. And if you open the screen to the open the screen and look at the computer, it has a school like email sign on, and it's the email is hold on, it's Delta is the word, and then it's like 647@duskvoluniversity.com.
Delta 647. Well, we're gonna have to figure out who that is. Because whoever they are, they're into some bad business.
That's pretty much it in the room. The only other like stuff of significance is there are like claw marks in various things, like in the edges of the desk, like on, you know, the wood around the bed frame. Also, the closet door, if you slide it, there's claw marks in the door too. That's the only other significant thing in here. See you next time.
I shall see y'all soon. Hasta pasta.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.